Thank you for tuning in to Senior Sense, Navigating Your Journey, a Mosaic Senior Life podcast series created to provide information and stimulate discussion about important issues in senior living. I am Andrew Banoff, President and CEO of Mosaic Senior Life. Every day we are asked questions about aging, Alzheimer's disease, home care, and all aspects of the senior care navigation process. We hope that these podcasts will give you valuable information and that we can be of assistance to you and your loved ones in your journey.
Welcome to today's podcast. I am Mary Przinski here along with my co-host, David Magner. Today we are here with Frances Outlaw talking about the importance of staying active as an older adult. Frances is the fitness director at the J and has worked in the fitness industry since 2005 as a general manager, instructor, and a personal trainer. Frances is an NASM certified personal trainer, AFAA group fitness instructor, and holds certification in Pilates, barre, and small group training. She holds a BFA from the University of Texas at Austin and brings a well-rounded first-person approach to movement at every stage of life. Frances is especially passionate about helping older adults stay strong and independent through smart, sustainable exercise. Outside of the gym, she is a mother of two, has been married for over 20 years, loves to travel, and you'll mostly find her enjoying a hilly walk or taking a Pilates class. Frances, why is exercise so critical for older adults beyond just staying active? And what benefits do people really often underestimate?
That's a good question. Exercise is so critical because it's really about preserving independence, thinking about like getting up off the floor, being able to sit down in a chair comfortably, and preventing falls. We really underestimate the strength that it's required to maintain balance as we get older. I always talk about balance being a skill that we really have to practice in our everyday lives. And then also just thinking about how movement is a mood elevator. I mean, we think about how cold it is now and everyone is moving less, and it's really taking a toll on our mental health. So continuing to move really builds our confidence, and also just being social, right? You want to be able to move so you can connect with other people.
So what do you think are the biggest misconceptions you see around when it comes to strength training and aging, especially when it pertains to women?
That's a great question as well. I think people are really concerned about strength training being too dangerous in older adults, when that's really not true at all. You know, there can be very effective strength training programs that are executed for older adults in that community if it's done properly. Also, the idea that using lighter weights and endless cardio are the only ways to stay healthy. Really, what older adults need to focus on is progressive resistance. That means just taking a weight, mastering it, and as they get stronger, continuing to pick up more weight as they go on.
Specifically, if we're looking at different exercises, you know I have a lot of members that come to our early memory loss program, and they're like, hey, I want to get into exercise, but I have problems with my knees and my joints. I don't want to further hurt myself. Can we talk a little bit about like what would you recommend for an exercise? And also to, I've heard a lot about swimming,
right?
When it comes
so
to therapy, especially. Yeah. So do you mind kind of getting into that?
Absolutely.
What are the benefits of that?
So two parts to that question. When you're thinking about injuries and restrictions, is I think what you're asking about for that first one. When you have someone who has a specific injury or restriction or limitation with their body, it's best to partner with someone who has a background in fitness, who is a trainer, who is a therapist in some way, who can really offer guidance. Because it's one thing for me to say, this is a great exercise, but if I don't know your body and I don't know what's going on with you, it's hard for me to prescribe something. Where I have clients all day long who have different limitations. So I really have to build a relationship with them and know, hey, this is what's going to work for this client, and this is what's going to work for that client. It's not a one size fits all, but for everyone, strength training is important. To answer your question about the pool, that is such a great resource and such a great way for people of any age and any ability to get active, because it's so easy on your joints. The pool provides its own resistance, where you don't have to do a lot to really feel like you're getting a good workout. And it also is great because of the temperature regulation. A lot of times when we're overheating or getting too hot, when we're moving our body and we're not used to it, the pool acts as a self-regulation in that way.
Mm-hmm. Do you work often with therapy?
So we don't typically have relationships at the J with therapists, but we do often see clients who are coming out of physical therapy. So perhaps they are coming off an injury or coming off a surgery, and they had a prescribed amount of physical therapy sessions. And then once they're done with those, and then their therapist deems them strong enough to return to the gym, we'll often take a look at what the therapist had prescribed for them and work from there. You know, we have to understand that physical therapists and personal trainers are two different career paths and two different certifications. And while we partner together, our depth of knowledge is certainly not what it would be as a physical therapist, but we do like to reference what they have been doing in their physical therapy sessions.
So how should exercise change as we get older, and what shouldn't we change?
Oh, that's a great question. You guys are so good at questions. I think as we get older, exercise needs to be more intentional. We really need to focus on what are our goals. I mentioned before, you know, balance is so important. We want to make sure that when it's icy outside, are we able to walk in the ice? Are we going to be, there's so much snow on the ground, that's where my brain goes to immediately right now. Are we going to be able to shovel a pathway out and not have wrecked our body for the whole entire day? So looking at functional movement. We might need to take longer warm-ups as we age, smarter progressions. We talked about, you know, as you pick up a weight and you get stronger at it, then the next, you know, what is the next thing? It might not necessarily be picking up a heavier weight. It might be that you stand on one foot and you pick up that weight. Or you're on a surface that's a little bit unstable, just so you're mimicking those different things that we might encounter in life. And then also just respecting your rest. A lot of times when people start with fitness programs or strength training or whatever it is, they're so excited about it. And I love that. But they just go in too hard, too fast. Mm-hmm. And they don't give themselves enough time to recover. And just reminding everyone that the recovery is part of the process.
And really setting a tone. My question to you is, you know, what are realistic goals, right? And especially after the new year, you know, everybody runs in, it's January, I'm going to set my new goal, I'm going to go to the gym 4 times a week. And if you haven't been there for quite some time,
right,
you kind of set up yourself for failure sometimes, right?
Absolutely. And I always talk about with my clients just setting smaller goals, just because those are so much more achievable. And then you get to celebrate more often. And if you make this small goal, you get to celebrate it. And then you get to move on to the next goal. So let's say that you do want to go, like you're just gung ho and you want to go to the gym 4 days a week. Okay, that's great. But does that 4 days a week have to look the same intensity wise? Could you do a really strong strength workout one day? And then the next day, could you just do a gentle walk on the treadmill or a gentle bike ride? And that's still movement, that still counts toward making you healthy, but it's not going to set you back as far as missing out on those rest days.
So for someone who's been me at times, who's been inactive sure. or intimidated about, you know, joining fitness, especially as a senior, mm-hmm. as we're talking to them, what's the safest and most effective way that you can start getting into fitness mm-hmm. later in your life?
The starting small is so important, and just like getting your foot in the door or putting your sneakers on or getting out your workout gear. That's the hardest part for anybody, even anyone who's on working out regularly and in a regime, getting started is the hardest part. So just acknowledging that, like, hey, I haven't done this in a while, or I've never done this, but I'm going to start today. And then just keeping it small. Starting out with a simple strength training, starting out with a gentle walk, you know, maybe doing something in the pool. And if you have no basis, like you're really coming into it blind and not knowing where to start, seeking out advice, finding a trainer that you connect with, taking a class that you feel is appropriate, you know, something like a gentle workout. And I always think, and I always try to guide my team and to just being welcoming to anybody who comes in the door and like being able to answer any questions, because especially someone who's new to fitness or hasn't been here or just, you know, isn't happy with the way their body is performing for them at any given time, it's really intimidating to come into a fitness space. So my message to anyone who is starting something like this is if you are walking into an environment where you don't feel welcomed and comfortable, then that's not the place for you. Then those people are not in the right business, in my mm-hmm. opinion. Like right. we can't, as a fitness professional, just say we're only going to cater to the people who already know about exercise, who already know how to strength train, who are already in some sort of, you know, for lack of a better word, good shape. Like, that's not our job. Our job is to be welcoming to everybody and to educate every person who comes in the door. So I really find it frustrating when I hear about stories where someone felt unwelcome or intimidated or disrespected in a class or a fitness space, because it's just, I kind of ask myself, what are their goals? Like, why are they in this mm-hmm. business if they're not able to sort of broaden their knowledge and share it with anybody who walks up to them?
Right. And it's an individual's experience. So I'm glad that you have that mentality, because, and your staff does as well. It's helpful for everyone.
Absolutely. I mean, I always encourage everyone, you know, if you're going to take a class and it's your first time or you have a specific injury, get there 5 minutes early and just say to the instructor, hey, I have never done this before. Can you give me a little bit of guidance? Or, you know, I have a shoulder that's a little sticky. Can you offer me some suggestions on what to do in class if something happens? And if the instructor isn't open to that, then shame on them.
Right. Yeah. So some of our listeners are local and some are not, but if they are, how would you get in touch with somebody at the J so they can get more information or they can sign up for a class?
That's a good question. So we're open 7 days a week, 363 days a year. So we're almost always there. And you can always pop in. We're happy to give you a tour, show you around the facility. We have fitness classes, we have free weights, we have the gym equipment, we have the pool. We also, you can check us out on our website, thejfitness.com, and sign up for a free 3-day guest pass. Or you can email us at info@thejfitness.com.
Okay, great.
Well, Frances, thank you so much for coming on today's podcast and emphasizing why exercise is so critical for the senior population and how to really just start slow, safe, and be productive as possible. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this podcast for Mosaic Senior Life. Please stay tuned for additional episodes on topics that are meaningful to you. In the meantime, please call us at 833-MSL-LINK, 833-MSL-LINK, that's 833-675-5465, or contact us at mosaicsl.org. That's mosaic with a Z, S as in senior, L as in life, .org, mosaicsl.org, for more information on any of our services.